Hi, welcome to this episode. This is Milena, and today I am here with a really good friend of mine. Her name is Penny Kong, and she is from Canada, and she's an amazing single mom, as she says, and I just think she's such a beautiful being, and I'm really happy to have the opportunity to share the conversations that we both have and how transformative been by the things that we can share together. And because I realized I don't have many episodes in English, and we do have English listeners, and I also haven't been uploading episodes related to spirituality, so I thought that this was going to be a really good moment for that. And especially because we're starting a new year, and a lot of people have been reaching me out for to ask about meditation. So thank you for being here, Penny. Welcome.
Thank you, Melina. Thank you for your invitation.
I'm really happy to have you here, and we wanted to share meditation, just to center our energy, to connect with this type of inner environment that we really nurture our spirit. So Penny is gonna guide a meditation, and also we're gonna share a poem, and yeah, that's how we're going to start.
What a perfect day to connect, you know, because today is January 11th, so which is 111. The 111 portal is open. And also, it is the first new moon of the year of 2024, the new moon of Capricorn. And even though it's been the new moon in the year, it also say that for us to recenter and also letting go of things or energy that is no longer needed. So with that, I invite everyone to take a deep breath in. Feeling the warm air going in. And the cold air is coming out, or vice versa. It depends on your body temperature. As you are feeling the air is going into your body, can you trace it? Can you trace your breath? Now I invite you to close your eyes. When you close your eyes, 80% of the interruption is instantly gone. As you are taking the breath in and out, aware of everything that is in this present moment, whether it is in between my word, the silence, or is through your hearing. Thoughts is gonna come up. You might feel sensation or emotion. Allow them to be here. You don't need to attach to them. Simply be the observer of everything that is here and now. Allow everything to expand, ripple out, and feel your heart. Connect your breath to your heart, just like what the higher self is saying. Feel your spiritual heart. Can you feel that expansion within you? ripple it out. That's you in this present moment. How beautiful and wonderful to be in this present moment. Do you know why is it called present moment? Because you are a gift. Our society, our world, our upbringing is always wanting us not to be in the present moment and wanting us for being in the busyness of life, busy being in busy. But when you are in the present moment, how relaxing it can be. And really, this is the essence of in this present moment, you can simply be yourself authentically. Can you feel your heart? How expansive it is? You are it. You are already arrived. This is a special sacred space. Honor it. Visit it as much as you can. As you know, it takes no time. All you have to do is to close your eyes, take a deep breath in, and feel your spirit heart. And you feel, even with your closed eyes, see the beauty within you. You are beautiful. You matter to the world. You are enough. Remember you. It is the core of you. So whenever you can, connect to yourself. All you have to do is just close your eyes, take a deep breath in, you are here. I invite you to take a deep breath, connect with your breath again. Feeling the freeing in within yourself. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Thank you, Melina.
Thanks to you. Oh my gosh, I'm so relaxed.
Exactly. You know, because our world wanting us to, you know, rushing from here to there and not tuning in. Because as we're rushing, we actually are not facing ourselves.
Yes. I was also thinking that this is very needed to connect the mind and the heart intentionally, right?
Yeah. So with that, I'm going to read the poem.
Yes.
And poem by Rumi. And this poem is really dear to my heart. I choose to love you in silence. For in silence, I find no rejection. I choose to love you in loneliness. For in loneliness, no one owns you but me. I choose to adore you from a distance, for distance will show me from pain. I choose to kiss you in the wind, for the wind is gentle lips. I choose to hold you in my dreams, for in my dream you have no end. Rumi, isn't that beautiful?
It's very deep and beautiful. Yeah, I love every time you read it. It just like touches my heart.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we have this, you know, Milena and me. We, you know, ever since we meet, we just click, right? Because we were connected in a deeper level. It's from heart to heart.
Yeah,
yeah. Exactly. So, what do you think about this poem to you?
Yeah, I love the question. I was exactly thinking, what does the poem thing means to me? Because
the synchronicity here.
yeah, definitely. And that's something that happens a lot when we were talking about. That's the reason why I wanted to have this podcast and to share that, because I think this type of connections, even though they aren't as common common, they do happen. And I hear people all the time thinking that they can have this type of connections and yearning for them and not being able to connect. But I think it's not because they can't find anybody. I think it's because a lot of people have our heart has been closed for a long time. A very long time. And that disconnection that you were just saying between mind and the heart, and how the breath is that connection that we can use to get in touch and to connect that mind, heart, that, you know, like that connection that is that can be divided, that actually can even be ignored. When we ignore it, actually we literally become miserable.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what happens.
Yeah, there's resistance, isn't it?
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. For everything. It's just like we start living just resisting things and rejecting things and not wanting and fighting with reality, fighting with ourselves, fighting with the people around us. And that really takes us out of balance. So I think that the poem calls me to pay attention to my heart, to my own love, to how I love, and how that love connects me with divinity, with universe, with creation, with Gaia, with nature. And just to be surrounded by that love in my heart and not just expecting it to appear out of nowhere. It's more a love that I have to be intentionally connecting with. It's easy to disconnect from it and start thinking that you are not love and that you don't deserve love. And it's because of that you were saying that society has been pushing us there, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, it's so beautiful, Milena, that both of us, we haven't met in person, but however, through, like, I would, you know, kudo this to technology with digital, you know, the world that we're in. Thanks to that, thanks to the, you know, the revolution of digital world, that we were able to connect. And then really, it is the synchronicity, it's simply just the frequency, right? Because even though we haven't met, but we were able to connect in that deep level. So in a sense that, like you say, love is boundless, is not bound by time or space. Oftentimes, exactly. When we would connect through Zoom, but we can really feel each other's energy. Yeah. Right, Melina? Yeah, so it's like, it's so beautiful. And yeah. that's the beauty of the universe. And then for me, this poem, it really means it's about the love of the universe, you know, that I feel safe to love. And like you say, only when you realize that you are love itself, that you were able to be able to open your heart and connect to the divine of your higher self, or, you know, however you connect with the universe, right? And for me, in my journey right now, I, you know, finally understand what does devotion mean to me. Devotion is really about grounding yourself and trusting. We were talking about trusting, right? To trust yourself, trust your energy, and trust other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that came from, we were having a conversation before we started the recording, and I was also talking about a verse from the Tao Te Ching where it says that if you don't trust, you can't be trusted. And usually that's exactly what we want. That's exactly how we want to live. I don't want to trust anybody, but I want people to trust me. And I want the universe to give me absolutely everything I want. But at the same time, I think that's not possible. And so I don't work for that either. And it's that dichotomy that we get into when we're not connected to that love from within, when we're just expecting it to show up outside.
Yeah.
So I think that the poem really opens up a whole conversation about love, because we can totally get into different type of philosophies or ways to interpret or to try to explain what love is, but nothing, not any word or any explanation can actually express what love is. It can get closer to that. We can get close to a description, right? But that's not love. Love, it's an experience. It's something that we live. It's something that inhabits your heart. And it's literally like, it's where you're supposed to be, in your heart, to strengthen your heart. And I think in the way that we've been connecting with love is not from a strength, but more from a weakness, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, from a tradition passed down to the other tradition. Oh, you know, because you were born in this family, in this tradition, in this society. So this is how, you know, the life menu of how you are supposed to be in this society. But have anyone really asked this question, this deep question, what is love? And, you know, for me, this is at the very core beginning of my spiritual journey. I was, you know, I'm still exploring about this question, because what is love? It sounds really simple. Three words, what is love? But yet every time the answer that comes is profound, is sacred, and it's an expansion. It's, you know, it's expanding your view, your horizon of the knowing, of the learning of what love is. Like you say, Melina, is beyond words. You can only feel. You can only touch through your heart to feel it. It's beyond intellect.
Definitely. Yeah. It's irrational.
Yes.
It's completely irrational. And every time you try to control it, you lose it.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. You can actually, you know, there's another word for it, right? The Tao.
Yeah. Can we like to talk a little bit more about your experience with Tao, now that you mentioned it, and like how has been, you know, like permeating your spiritual world and path?
The very first word of the Tao Te Ching is the one that really connect with me. And may I read it quickly?
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Yes,
so,
please.
This is translated by Stephen Mitchell. I just love him. The way that he translated the Tao Te Ching really touched my heart. And so simple. And he make it so simple to understand. So verse number one, the Tao that can be told is not the eternal Tao. The name that can be named is not the eternal name. The unnameable is the eternally real. Naming is the origin of all particular things. Free from desire, you realize the mystery. Caught in desire, you see only the manifestations. Yet mystery and manifestations arise from the same source. This source is called darkness. Darkness within darkness, the gateway to all understanding. Is that beautiful?
It's just beautiful. Yes, yes. It's such a beautiful poetry, definitely. Could you give us your perspective on this chapter?
Yeah, so essentially what Lao Tzu, you know, Lao Tzu is the one who wrote the Tao Te Ching,
yes,
back in 500 BC. And so, you know, there's 5,000 words in here made out of 81 verse. And so simply to Lao Tzu's word, is there, you know, a way for you to live that you are not constrict with the society, the world, and simply be your authentic self and is free for being you? Don't you think that, you know, when we live in this world, we somehow, when we go to work or when we go, you know, meet a certain people or a certain, you know, society in the world, that we kind of have to put up a mask because we have to conform, you know, in order for us to feel accepted in that group. Don't you feel it that
exactly.
way? Yeah. So
yeah.
In a sense that the Tao is teaching you, can you, you know, free yourself authentically and just simply be yourself? So really the Tao is you. And you are the mysterious one, because it say the unnameable is the eternally real. So naming is the origin of all particular things. So when you name something, it becomes a manifestation. So free from
right.
desire, you realize the mystery. Caught in desire, you see only the manifestation. But however, it is a spectrum of experiencing. It is it's through contrast that you'll be able to see the beauty in life. So then they say, yet mystery and manifestation arise from the same source. So whatever that we name, good or bad, in life, it is simply the polarity, a polarity of yin and yang. But when you look at the, you know, the art of the diagram of yin and yang, from the white side, you see a black dot. And from the black side, you see a white dot, because they are intertwined. So
right.
instead of like naming, you know, or taking side of good or bad, can you see that this is simply nature being nature? So when you connect to nature, like for instance, in the animal kingdom, there is like, you know, in a you know, like a wolf pack, right? So there is this leader, So some wolf, like, you know, there will be one that will step up to be the leader and the rest follow. But can we also see that this is simply the nature in life?
That we are the nature in life, so.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yes.
I was thinking about that in the past few days because I'm writing about this mind-body connection and how it is so intrinsically connected, and every time we try to divide, you know, like every time we try to live in a way that ignores the rest, you know, the rest of the parts that we are, and we think we are only one thing, and then you ignore so many other things about you, that's when conflict arises, because you feel that you are separated from, for example, pain, and you think that pain is something external, or pain is something that we should all avoid, and it's something that we rapidly want to get out of, obviously, as a survival mechanism, but also because we don't want to go through pain. We don't want to go through tests or you know, to be proved or to have difficulties in life. We don't want them, but actually those are the experiences that really help us grow a lot. And in a way, it also helps us to, you know, like change what we really need to change in order to become who we need to become. And that's that. And my relationship with pain from a spiritual side has been really beautiful because I see pain as a teacher, as a master, not as something to avoid or a disease, you know, even when, obviously, when we're talking about physical pain, then that's a message from my body that I should pay attention to something that is going on. But when we talk about emotional pain, then it's also physical in a way, but, you know, I'm speaking more from a psychological type of pain, where we can get into really deep depressions, for example. And we can get out of that pain, not because we can't. It is because in the way that we relate with pain, that we can't change it and transform it, right?
Yeah, because it's a habitual pattern growing up in the, you know, the upbringing in the society. They were told about this pain is in a certain way. So it was a habitual pattern, a learned behavior, right? But however,
right,
we never doubt that, is this behavior, does it hurt me even more, right?
Right.
So, you know, from the Hinduism god Krishna, who has, a Gita, which is a song that he, between Lord Krishna and his beloved disciple Uddhava. So the song, you know, Sri Atma Gita, is the feeling of the I as a separate self must be given up if you wish to know truth. There's only one self which exists within all. 'Tis that very self which you see as the world.
It's like the reflection, right? Like the world is a reflection of ourselves.
Yes. Can we see others as a reflection, as a mirror of ourselves? Like, you know, stranger, when you see a stranger, are they really stranger? Have you ever looked into their eyes? Because, you know, the eyes is the window of the soul. Have we ever even looked into other people's eyes or even your own eyes, you know? So go to a mirror and then look up into your eyes and see whether you can face your own eyes. A lot of people can't do it. They can't even look at themselves because they have been running away all their life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's a moment, it can be really triggering for a lot of people. I like to tell people about an exercise that you basically have to just be in front of a mirror completely naked and don't judge and don't say absolutely anything. Just observe and be present. That's it. You don't need to be talking. You don't need to be judging. Just observe the body, observe your eyes, your features, and don't say absolutely anything. Just get in touch with that, what you are, which is not just the mind, but it's the mind and the body together.
I assure you, there's going to be a lot of emotion that process if you were able to stand in front of a mirror naked. Because you can observe your mind and see all this self-talk, self-sabotage talk that comes on, right? But those thoughts are not yours. So be the observer. Be the observer of all this thought that is coming up and say, wow, this has been how I talk to myself all these years.
Exactly.
Wow. I don't even talk to my friend or my neighbor or my family this way, but yet I talk to myself this way. Wow. Mind blowing.
That should be a rule. Don't say anything to yourself that you would say to somebody you love.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you should treat yourself, with love. If you want to receive love, you have to give you love.
To love yourself. You have to love yourself. Yeah, truly. First. Not like, the vanity way, but truly love yourself, to a way that you can accept yourself no matter how you are in front of the mirror.
Exactly. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Well, one girl was telling me today that she's only nice to her when she's in a good mood, but when she's in a bad mood, then she starts criticizing her body and, every single scar that she sees in her body, then she starts criticizing and getting to this horrible feeling, and she feels anxious. We were just talking about that, and I feel that is that this is connected to something you said in the beginning, is the resistance. Is that resistance that we have from the body to love the body, to love what we are, to love any other body.
Yeah.
If you can love your body, you can love any other body.
Yeah.
It's impossible. Your heart doesn't have that experience of love in your heart.
Yeah.
And sometimes we have to nurture it and plant the seed.
Yeah. Because oftentimes we don't even know that's how we treat ourselves. And when we were able to see that, that's the beginning of, of your perception, that change. Like what Wayne Dyer say, when you change the way you see things, the things that you see change.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, Penny, I have a question from one of our listeners, and this person is asking for advice to be more spiritual. Like, he was just asking, what can I do to be more spiritual? I already meditate. What would you say what would you respond to this question?
For myself, I can only speak from my own personal experience. Think that, spirituality is the very nature of yourself, right? Because, just think about it. What animates you? What makes you talk? in the body, you have to have a soul, right? That soul, you can, it is spirit, right? So, this person already meditate, and I think that keep on meditating, and like the most simple way is to connect with your breath to your heart, like what we did in the very beginning. and yes. continue doing that, to be in the present moment. Because when you are in the present moment, that's when you are clear, that you are in clarity, and that you were able to aware your thoughts. You were able to observe everything that's go through you, your sensation, your thoughts, your emotion. But are they yours? Are they who you are? And when you were able to ask those deep questions, who am I? What is love? I think this is the very core, because to this day, I still ask those questions.
We should definitely ask ourselves the whole life.
Yes, exactly, because the answer is never the same, you know? And that's how profound a mystery you are, mysterious, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, I think I like the way mysterious instead of mystics, of mystic, yeah. You know?
Yes, yes.
Because a lot of people, when we talk about spirituality, they immediately think about mysticism, right? Like, oh, they're going to talk about metaphysics. And like, what just so many things that comes up. And I don't like to approach spirituality from that perspective where everything needs to be so complex and, you know, like complicated and with this type of terms that nobody can understand. I just love that my experience with meditation has been helping me throughout all my life to become who I am and to live by my own terms and be who I want to be. And I started meditating since I was 16 years old. Wow. And not because I wanted to, you know, meditate. It was because I was really crazy. And I had a really bad temper. I had a really, really bad temper. And I was worried that I was going to just punch somebody in the street because I was really aggressive. And I didn't, you know, want to be that person that everybody is care about. Mm. So I started to work myself since I was pretty young. And I bought some books that were about meditation and like mental exercises to train your attention, especially. And like breathing exercises. That's how I basically started. And then just started to study, to deepen the knowledge and the practice. And it really took me years to have it as a daily practice. And like the second half of my life, basically. Mm. But it's been a long time to really have it as a practice. And it's just not now I can just let it go, because it's the basis of everything I need to be centered. It is the space that I create to connect with my heart and to listen to my body, and also practice silence and to really listen to myself, to my true self, not to listen to the mind, right? You always listen to the mind, not the self.
That's so beautiful. You see, thank you so much for sharing your journey. But as you were sharing that at the very beginning, that, you know, the one that voice that come up and say, I notice about my anger that I might hurt somebody and I have to do something, you know, that is the, you know, your own higher self voice. That's your intuition, yes. Right? So basically, you are your own guru. Like, you know, you're the best teacher of your life. So whatever it is, yes, is, you know, when you don't know the answer of your question, yes, ask for sure. Because when you ask, the answer shall be given in any shape and form. So exactly. In your scenario, it's just effortlessly. when you are going through that journey, it was effortlessly, that as if like you are your own GPS, that you know what to do. And then as you are being grounded and being in the present moment, and just know that you are devoted to meditation, and you just know that there is a deep knowing in you, right? So it's so important right. for us to turn within and give that time to connect to ourselves. You know, the present moment is a gift, and it's a meditation. So it doesn't matter whether you are dealing with, you know, your external life in the world. When you were being able to be in the present moment, every present moment is meditation, simply as it.
Thank you for sharing that. I think that was very needed, yeah. even for myself too. Yeah. And now that you're speaking about that, you were also talking about the I Am community, which is a space that right. you're holding for yeah. this type of practices and information. So yeah, I'll like you to talk a little bit about it, and so you can invite people over to this space too.
Thank you so much, Melina. Yeah, so we started the I Am community, and which is an online world community. So it's an online platform through Mighty Network. And, you know, feel free to come join. It's free to you. And it's a safe space, because there's no, it's not like Facebook, it has commercial. And then it's through invitation purposes. So I can, you know, share the link later on, and then feel free to join. And through this community, we haven't launched it yet, but it's a safe space for everyone to be able to speak up. And there's no judgment there. So we have a few, you know, ongoing Zoom, like for instance, meditation. Also, we can, you know, we are there if there's like interest in friends. For instance, right now we are learning about the Bhagavad Gita. So we just, you know, have a Zoom meeting every week, once a week, to learn together. So anything can be open, whatever you want to share, whatever you want to learn. There's also healers, like, you know, a pranic healer, and there's a medium, you know, EFT coach. They are all there to support. So, you know, anyone who's interested in about you know, connect with any of the healer, they are there to support you. So really, this is a community for everyone to take shelter and feel free to speak up, whatever it is. So there's no judgment. It's a safe space there. So thank you so much, Melina. As a single mom, you know, I have my full-time work, and then, you know, take care of my girls, but, on the side, and this is my passion, and this is, you know, my service to the world, to give back to the community.
And this is the time for that, right? Like, this is, it's the perfect time to create communities, to give back to communities, to get together and just share everything that we can, because we're literally building a new earth. I love that. That concept has been coming up a lot, and it's not like literally a new earth, but you know, like a more conscious population.
Yes.
And I think that's what we want, just more consciousness, more awareness, so we can all, you know, become love, and really live from there.
Yeah. Well, to become love, you have to know that you are love itself. So it is a, you know, a journey within to be able to connect to yourself, which is to love yourself, right? Because only when you were able to love yourself that you can love others. When you, you know, on board to the plane, they always say, when there's like, you know, in any of the emergency, the mask drop, put the mask on yourself first, before you can help others, because you have to be able to breathe first to have that breath exactly. of air in order for you to help others, right? Yeah. So Yeah, my first teacher, you know, Jiddu Krishnamurti from a non-dual teacher, he's the one who say, put your house in order before you are able to help others. Because can you imagine
exactly.
everyone is taking care of their own issue, their own, you know, house first? Can you imagine what kind of world it is? So allow things and energy that is no longer serve you, allow them to go, let go of them, because every corner that you turn, there is love waiting for you.
Oh, that was so kind. Thank you very much. That was really beautiful. Thank you. I'm really happy for this episode, and I really appreciate your time. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much, Milena. Thank you. Thank you
for
all your contribution to the world. You are beautiful. You know, this is such a beautiful service to the world. So thank you so much for your contribution.
Thank you too. And I'm going to add the webpage from the I Am community to this episode. So if you like to go and join this community, please feel free to do it. It's completely free. And you are going to learn a lot. I'm pretty sure about that. So until next time, see you soon. I hope this is not the last episode we record together, Penny. I hope that we can keep doing this even more. So I'm sending you much love and thank you.
Thank you so much. Much love. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.